The Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 124 for Friday, March 10th, 2017.
With daylight savings days approaching, we bring unto you from the future the people in the studio, Sven, Zito,
and JK.
And that is JK.
Hi there.
It's amazing.
Welcome, boys.
Hola, hola.
What's happening? Hey, you know what March 10th is? Mama's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Sven's mom.
We're going duck pinballing.
Nice. Where?
Place called the Thirsty Duck.
Where's that?
Wawatasa.
Wawatasa.
I'm one of those TV newscasters that can't say any town name in Wisconsin. Anyway, JK.
How's it riding up there?
Yeah, it's all the way west to here, about 5 miles.
Oh, Waukesha?
Wauwatosa.
Oh.
Wauwatosa.
Wauwatosa.
With the emphasis on the wrong syllables.
Emphasis. So,
the Weekly Dose of Fat is brought to you today by the numbers 8 and 24, represented hither and yon by the surly 8 and 24 pack racks. Learn more about fun with bikes at surlybikes.com.
Hey, JK, what's on the show today?
Well, we start the show with the event of the week. This week, it's the Fat Bike Berkey in Hayward, Wisconsin. We'll chat with Jerry Wright about the race and the Camda party afterwards. Travis is going to give us a shout and talk Alaska adventure racing. We'll share links from the internet. We check in with the Fatty Farm Field Report, brought to you by 1UP USA. And in our special segment, we take calls, answer questions, disseminate information, control the message, spread rumors, further propagate the narrative.
Are we going to have any alternative facts on the show today?
I think no alternative facts.
I tried to do an alternative fact before, but hey...
I call it rationalization. Things I do in my life.
You know what? I need a beer.
Oh, wait. Top of the hill.
Clangy. Brought some Fantasy Factory from Carbon 4 in.
Oh, hey, I hate that. It's when I was bartending, man, that sold like hotcakes.
I know. I think it was the first place I had it.
See if you can tell me what this is. Oh, that was a poor opener.
An uncarbonated.
That was a poor opener.
Miller High Life.
I had a little too much grip on that.
I think the first time I had this Fantasy Factory was at Tonic when you were bar manager.
It was, it sold like mad.
And you don't care for it.
It's not my cup of tea. I like clean High Life.
But it's got a picture of a freaking cat with a gun on a unicorn on the label.
Yes. Shooting rainbows.
Shooting rainbows.
Breathing fire.
Hey, it's already that time. Let's get a caller on the line.
Do we have one?
Welcome, lady and or gentleman.
Who is it? Evening, gentlemen.
Who's this? What's up, Travis?
Travis! Oh, man, I took today off so we could ride the beach, but I got a massage instead because you weren't here.
Oh, man. Well, you know, at least something good happened.
Yeah, it was excellent.
Yeah, it was, 60 again this past weekend, so.
We'll get it going.
Yeah, I was getting those updates. Looks like they're trying to churn up that 4 inches of ice off.
Yeah, we're going to have, Jerry's going to call us in a little bit. He had the finger on the pulse up there. He lives right in Hayward, so when he gives us a shout, we'll find out a little bit more because the event of the week is the Fat Bike Berkey. You know, they're going to run it no matter what. It's just a matter of what they actually come up with for a course because, you know, bicycles aren't like skis. You can ride them on the gravel. A little tough to cross-country ski on a gravel road.
Right.
So what's happening with Travis?
Oh, man, getting a prep for the Talkeetna Trio this weekend and looking forward to heading up that way for my first time.
Tell us a little bit about that while we're waiting for Jerry to call in. I've read about it. Confused it with other races, and now I'm completely in the dark.
It's up in Talkeetna, about 2 hours, 2.5 hours north of Anchorage, the quaint little town with amazing views of Denali, a.k.a. Mount McKinley. And it's you can do a 20, 40, or a 60. So it's a 20-mile course, and you can choose one, two, or three laps. And being a overweight, beer-drinking, middle-aged fat biker, I'm going for the 20.
Right on. I know what I always confuse it with. I always confuse it with the Tuscobia race that happens in Wisconsin because they both start with T. I think that's why.
And they have bikes.
And they have bikes.
Yeah, reports are that the course is in exceptional condition. Greg Mattis has been up there several weekends as of late, running through with a snow machine, pulling a grooming wheel behind it, and they went and brushed it out last weekend. They had some alders and things to clear out, and we've had, I mean, I haven't seen a cloud in like 3 or 4 weeks. We've just been clear and cold, so and we've got lots of snow, so everything's set up really good. Should be a good event, and yeah, from what I hear, you know, it's supposed to be the biggest fat bike party in Alaska all year long.
Wow.
Sounds fun, man. That 20 miles is right up my alley.
That 20-mile loop, yeah, I'd probably cut that by 10.
Hey, you were talking about grooming a little bit with Greg running the snow machines on the trail. I think it's next Tuesday, maybe. We've got a story about a thing called a track sled, which I've never seen before, but apparently they're big in Russia, and there's a dude that makes them here in Minnesota that it grooms trails, but in a different way than what we've kind of seen before with snow machines or rollers or whatever. So if you want to learn more about trail grooming, maybe scope that out.
What is it?
You kind of stand behind it. It's got a track in the front of it, and you kind of use your weight to lean it so you can make like bank turns and stuff. It looks pretty cool.
Turns with berms.
Yep. It looks sweet. Our buddy Ken Blakey Shell did a really nice job on the story. So make sure you take a look at his hard work. Do.
Dead air.
That's what the edit button's for.
Yeah.
You know when was it Nick that was in here in the studio?
Yeah.
He sent me a note. He goes, man, I'll tell you what, after you went through and edited that, it made a lot more sense than when I was sitting in the studio.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, right on, man.
So, Travis, have you been riding at all?
Yeah, I have been riding a lot. Our trails are so supremely buffed out right now. And, yes, we've been real cold in the morning. I think yesterday it was 19 below at my house when I woke up. Whoa. And when I got home about 2 o'clock, it warmed up to, I think, 18 degrees.
Sweet.
So, yeah, the afternoon rides. And, you know, we got the daylight pouring back in up here. So,
good deal.
You know, night rides aren't even starting. If you want a night ride, it's about 7:30 now before you even need to turn the light on.
Great.
Yeah, it's the
I like my night rides with no lights.
To be here.
Night rides with no lights.
Wednesday night style. Minneapolis Mafia. Turn off the lights.
Oh, it is Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right on.
The Wednesday night rides up there were insane. That was a good time. All year round. Travis, what are the trails like? Are they all packed snow? And if so, is it like, does it get frostier? Does it stay, you know, does it get icier? Does it stay pretty loose?
You know, right now, everything is just packed perfectly. No studs needed or required at all.
There's only one stud on your bike, right?
Just grippy snow.
Just Travis, there's only one stud on your bike, right?
Yeah. It's on the seat.
But I've never been a fan of the studs. I reviewed some for fatbike.com. I don't know if I can say what I reviewed, but
say whatever you want. That's why you get the stuff.
It was the only difference they made was on off camber slick ice between that and God, I think I was running like a Nate and something else. It was on that purple pug. And, but I reviewed those Dillinger studded tires and going through the deep or anything other than literally off cambered slick ice, they really didn't do much for me. Maybe I wasn't going aggressively enough. But
yeah, well, you've got that balance thing going on, so.
Yeah. But I like thin to win anyway.
Well, I remember the Dillinger stud when about this time when don't need them.
Right.
But didn't have them out. and that's when I slid out and right into Lund's.
Oh, yeah. Studs on pavement aren't the greatest thing.
No, especially when you're trying to be a smartass and skid into somebody.
I mean, the best spots I've had them is down on the lake when it's icy and there's like the moon effect down there with, and you want to ride on the side of those big mounds. They definitely dig in good.
Yeah. I just bounce off them.
With my shoulder.
No, I'm talking about just bloop, 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 bloop.
Slalom. Yeah, moguls.
Well, kind of, you just got to let the momentum go, keep the bike under you, just stay on top of the bike.
That was my skiing sound effect.
Yeah. I got you. I guess everybody that's not in the studio can't see him doing the dance.
Yeah, right.
there's a dance that goes with that sound effect.
I guess we could put a cam in here and do sort of the ESPN cam on the air thing, and then people could see how much fun we really have in the studio.
I know. We'd have to put that bong away.
Bong.
Oh, no, that's a Galliano bottle.
Could be a bong.
Yeah, I know.
It's a vase.
I've thought about
it. It's just a vase.
But what do we need a bong for?
To hold flowers in.
I don't know. Hey, guess what? We got another caller on the line.
Anyone we know?
Welcome to the radio program, caller. Hi, Jerry.
Sorry, I'm late for calling in. I was helping a friend get his bicycle ready for the big race on Saturday and lost track of time.
All right. Hey, well, no problem, man. We were just, Travis is on the horn, too, up from Alaska way, and he's going to lurk while you and I and Zito and JK talk a little bit of local fat bike Berkey business.
Jerry, are Jerry and Travis acquainted?
By email.
All right. All right. So you guys know one another?
Yes.
All right. Excellent.
I know a Travis from Alaska.
There's only a couple of them. There's only like 10 people up there, isn't there?
In Hayward or in Alaska?
Alaska. Well, either.
All right, so Jerry is calling us from Hayward up there where they're going to have that big old race this weekend called the Fat Bike Berkey, and appreciate you calling in, Jerry. Welcome to the radio program.
Well, my pleasure. Not my first time on.
No.
It's always fun to be back.
Right on. Yeah, it's always good to have you on because you're a knowledgeable guy. You do a lot of riding, and by gosh, we like you.
Okay, then.
So, one of the big stories, even before the race started and before we get into the other big story about the race, is how much this thing has grown over the last few years. I read that they let in 1,200 people this year. Is that crazy up there or what?
Their idea was to keep growing it and to see just how big they could manage it. With winter trails, there's always a point at which the trail starts to deteriorate, and so they just weren't certain how many bikes that would be until it started to deteriorate. So this year is going to be a real test of that.
Yeah, and so what they're letting more people, they're letting more people in, but isn't there no snow? Isn't it horrible conditions for that many bikes?
Interesting conditions. The Berkey Trail itself is just a solid sheet of ice right now.
Oh, that's fun then.
And the crew's been out there. They've been trying various ways to chew up the ice to make it safer. I was talking to the race organizers.
Slow it down. I mean, it's a skill set. Get your skill set out and make it across the ice. Put studs on if you have to. I'm sure people will be running them.
They wanted to make it a safe race for everybody of varying skill levels. And although there'd be a lot of people with studded tires and the skills to ride on that icy course, they knew that a lot of people would not be able to. So today they spent a lot of time trying to find an alternate race course, and they came up with something.
Oh, very good.
So the new race course is just going to be a 10-kilometer loop that the long racers do four times and the short racers do twice.
Cool. I actually
20K and 40K respectively.
You know, maybe for spectator friendly, it's nice to have something that's a little tighter like that. I mean, you know, covering that race, taking photographs, if you can get to like two spots on the course, even if you're chasing it down pretty fast in your car because they move so quickly. So this shorter idea might be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yeah. But as I indicated earlier, you know, they were wondering how many bikes they could handle before the trail would break down. Well, they're going to have, with 1,200 people on a 10-lap course, it's going to be like having 6,000 people there. Pretty wild.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then I guess they'll get their answer then, and maybe they can up it to 6,000 next year.
So the race didn't fill until like a week or so ago, but so I don't know how long it would take him to get 6,000 entries, but sooner or later.
Well, Jerry, you know Travis was going to make the trip, but he was looking for more the kind of traditional Berkey course race where it was, you know, definitely snow and definitely, you know, a 40K run and totally understand not making a trip when it's such an outlay to come from Alaska. Travis, yeah. what do you think of this short course idea?
It's going to be 40K, and the new course, they found a bunch of ski trails that were abandoned this year, so they weren't groomed at all. They're still about 80% snow-covered, these trails, and there's some icy spots. The start area is really icy. They're going to be out putting some sand down on some of the icier spots, I'm told.
Don't fret it. Just shred it.
Just shred it. They tried to shred it, but they couldn't chew it up in any way that made it work. So
dynamite.
dynamite. We need to hire you, apparently.
Yeah. Zito's course grooming technique 101.
Everything.
So the race will go on, and it sounds like they've got a plan for what the course is going to be. I guess that means that the Kamba party is going to go on as well.
Absolutely.
I know we talked a little earlier today, and you guys got a lot of prizes and a big shindig going on. What's that going to be like?
Yeah, it's kind of patterned after the same party we've had the last few years. You guys started it in that first year, 2013, and then we just kind of picked up the ball and been running with it with a similar format. We've got like $10,000 worth of product that have been given to us by area businesses and industry leaders. So there's going to be plenty of stuff to try to win either in a raffle or to win in a silent auction. It's going to be split up between those two types of ways to get product at the party. The biggest ticket item at this point is a carbon 27.5 plus hardtail mountain bike from Framed Bikes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you guys had some carbon wheels from... Yeah, those other guys with Make Carbon Wheels.
Dirt Components.
There you go, Dirt Components, and just a whole bunch of stuff. So I think all that stuff goes towards Kamba to help make more trails and groom winter trails and all that good stuff?
Yeah, this is winter only. So all of the money that we're raising is going to help us groom trails, either by purchasing more grooming equipment or paying staff to actually get out and groom it. We hired a head groomer this year. When we realized that jeepers, we're grooming an awful lot of stuff. It's spread out all over like crazy, and it's hard for volunteers to keep track of everything. So about a month ago, we hired a guy to actually figure out how we're going to be doing all of this and coordinate everything and fill in the gaps and make sure that everything's groomed.
Is that a full-time job?
Up to play on the weekend.
Is that a full-time job for that guy?
No, it won't be full time, but it'll be 15, 20 hours a week, I suppose.
All right. Does he get a little cabin in the woods or anything like that? A little tool shed?
Yeah, you know, on a late grooming night, he can always shack up in one of the Berkey warming huts.
Oh yeah, that's right, for sure.
Hey, Jerry, I mentioned to Travis a little bit ago that I think it's coming up on Tuesday. We got a review of a thing called a track sled, which is a different kind of a grooming thing than I've seen used regularly around here. It looks really interesting. You guys seen one up there?
Yes, I'm familiar with three different manufacturers of that type of product. There's one in I want to say Fairmont or Jackson, Minnesota, South Central Minnesota, called the Best Track Sled.
Yeah, I think that's the one that Ken is going to review.
Yes. People in Rochester are currently using one to groom their trails. The guys at Cuyuna have been using one for a couple of years, and they've been working with the guys over in Jackson to improve it. The next thing that they're doing is, or that what they've been doing is looking at a specific type of drag, a drag specific to fat bike grooming. And they haven't yet marketed it, but they're working on that. The Russian fellows who make the Snow Dog are also working on a fat bike specific implement to pull behind the track sled, their track sled. Then there's another company that I just became aware of out of central Minnesota, and I can't remember their name. I'm sorry, I just don't remember what they're calling their product. But it was, they designed it from the ground up to groom fat bike trails.
Well, there's definitely some interest in it, and hopefully we can get more snow to groom.
Someone posted something the other day with a bunch of fat bike wheels put together that they were using to groom.
Oh, yeah, different kind of a roller, yep.
Yeah, it had actual fat bike tread tires on it. It must have been rims and weighted somehow. I didn't look too far into it. I just glanced at it, but it looked kind of cool, you know, if you're into groomers.
All right, Jerry. Hey, before we let you go, I got one more thing for you.
Sure.
Each week we try to answer a question or two from that readers send into the website through the contact form, and we got one this week from David. He says, I loved Aaron Hatala's article about the Farley 9.8. Best write-up on that bike across the board. I got more out of Aaron's review than from anywhere else, Bike, MTBR, Bike Radar, etc. Kudos. I'd like to hear more of your thoughts regarding 29-plus setup. He's leaning towards a year-round bike and wonders, you know, taking a bike like that that's a 26-inch tired bike, putting 29-plus tires on it in the summer. You know, I know you've got a bunch of experience with your Linsky. What do you think of doing that kind of a conversion on a fat bike?
Yeah, I was the first kid on my block to do it. Built up some of your wheels, the North Paws, and I love it. It's just great. It gives you a 30-inch wheel. They really roll over stuff. My bike was a little weird because I've been always running a 5-inch tire on the front and a 4-inch tire on the back because my bike came with a shorter fork than what it was designed for, and that kind of set me back to the factory design geometry. And then when I threw equal-sized tires on, it gave me the steeper geometry for summer.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. I always liked that idea. And I put a longer fork on now, so I've got more modern geometry. Now I've got a 68-degree head angle when I have the 5-inch tire on the front and a 4-inch on the back. And it'll be 70 degrees, I think, when I put the equal-size 29-plus wheels on for the summer. And I think that's going to be a real nice geometry. I think I'm going to really like that setup.
So you think he's going to have a good go? He's got I think he has a Farley as well. And he just, you know, instead of getting something purpose built for summer, I think this is a great idea. It's not like it's the new idea, but it's a new idea to him. So,
yeah, the one of my best friends, the owner of Wildcat Groomers, has a truck Farley, and we built up a set of 29-plus wheels for that, and he loves it. He says they run really well on his Farley, so.
Awesome.
It's a good fit on a Farley.
Anything else you want to lay on us before we let you go?
Nothing I can think of. Looking forward to seeing Gomez up here. Sorry, won't be seeing you, but so it goes.
Yeah, it's the mom's 80th birthday, so got to make sure that we keep her happy while she's still around.
I never get invited to the fun stuff. I always got to crash the party.
Crash the party. All right, Jerry, thanks for calling in. I hope you guys have a good event. Maybe we'll catch up again and see how it went. And good talking to you.
Good luck all this right, weekend. Have fun.
Take care.
Well, we'll take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll get into some of this other stuff.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands. Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also, so you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCycle.com.
You are once again listening to Fat Bike Radio.
All right, everybody. Looks like we're back from the break. People are lighter by a couple of ounces, and
Ready to take on some more.
So, hey, I think it's already time for the Fatty Farm Field Report.
If Hollywood calls, we got to interrupt it because he's Hollywood.
Yeah, well, if Hollywood called and briefly listened to our conversation earlier, we'll see if we can.
He was bored.
We can raise him back. Yeah, we could. We got to be Johnny on the spot.
We could have brought him in on that. I think he's going to the Berkey. That's why I wanted to bring him in.
Yeah, we'll get him in.
He's done it a couple times.
Right on.
The Fatty Farm Field Report is brought to you by 1UP USA. 1UP USA makes the best fat bike rack we've ever tested. We'll have a link in our review in the show notes.
It's like 1UPUSA.com with the number
.com.
So I was listening to the public radio station here in Milwaukee and
the Mighty 91.
It was 90.7 or one of those guys.
All right.
Whichever one it was, it's Wisconsin Public Radio. And spring's coming when they start talking about cycling and stuff, and they had the executive director of the bike fed on. But one of the things that came up out of it was that this weekend in Madison, there's two cool events, the Midwestern bike show and the, I want to say it right, Canucopia show and sale. They're both at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, which is a big venue to have lots of floor space and whatnot.
Is that the old Dade County Coliseum?
It's right there where John Nolan is, somewhere in that area.
Okay.
Yep. So,
oh, yeah, Johnny.
If you're a Midwesterner, I think Rutabaga is the biggest kayak and canoe dealer, I think, in the country. So that's one thing. And then the Bikerama deal is a big bike show and sale. So if you're in the area, check it. And now we have Travis with us still. And one of the reasons I wanted Travis to call today was to talk about ITI news. Travis, what do you know about that race up there in your neck of the woods?
Been a real tough year. I got an email from Katie Merchant a couple days ago. Scratches were, and I've been following it on their website. And so more scratches than finishers in the McGrath. The reroute, they couldn't get over Rainy Pass this year, which is just crazy that that's the one place that has a lack of snow. But they went through Ptarmigan Pass and came down Hell's Gate. And it was pretty much a push, you know, for the first half of the people that went through there. Absolutely brutal, just super sugary snow that they couldn't possibly ride on. And, I've been following the Craig's blog as well. And saw the story on there about Cody Johnson falling into the river. And his girlfriend Amy Breen was right behind him, and Amy won the 350 to McGrath this year, which is just awesome. She's super super nice lady, and but yeah, that was terrifying, man. Cody went in the water, and they were still I think 20 miles out from Ron, and it was pretty bad, pretty, you know, could have been a life and death type of situation there. So, you know, the last 3 years, the course, we've had just crap winters and above average temperatures and not much snow. So the last three seasons, it's been a pretty fast race and course records being set. And, this winter, Alaska's back and throwing the book at them.
Yeah. I read that. Well, Jay Peterbury won the race is what I've gleaned from Craig's blog. Mm-hmm. And his finish time was more than a day slower than Tim Bernston, who finished second this year, than his time last year. So obviously the conditions were much more
a day slower.
Traditional. Yeah, day slower.
Oh yeah, that's good though. That's good racing.
Yeah. So I mean I can't imagine falling into the river when it's 20 below, and you know, you gotta make a decision at that point. You're only 20 miles away from your destination, but it's also, you know, completely insane conditions, and he had to make a decision whether to stay in bivy there and try and dry out or head on, and he made the decision to head on, which it sounds like if Amy wasn't there, that may have been a bad call.
Right, definitely. I think. I've to be quite honest, I've never put myself in a situation where that is necessary. We got to get Grayboy to call him when they were up at the Bering, doing the Bering Sea on Alaska, and they were portaging by boat, and one of the kids in their group got sucked out to sea, and they're like, well, maybe a Japanese fishing boat will find him. And it was Dave Gray and a bunch of dudes, and they're like, well, maybe, you know, what can we do? We can't go out there and try to help him. And all of a sudden, like 3 hours later, here he comes off their fucking starboard side or their port side, just pedaling in like mad, and made it into a lane and caught back up with him.
Wow.
But they were like, dude, I guess they call them survivalists for a reason. You guys are fucking nuts is what they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, maybe a Japanese fishing boat will pick them up. Like, what the fuck? I can't do that.
Oh, man.
I don't even speak Japanese.
Arigato. Jackass.
Jackaboing.
So Jay took the win to the 350, Tim Bernston, Neil Belchenko from bikepacker.com. His rookie year, he took a third up there. Awesome.
Yeah, Neil was killing it. And I was wondering if Tim would catch him or not. He had some tire issues big time. That's what really slowed him up.
Yeah, well, congratulations to those guys for sure.
Torn back and caught Neil. Yeah. Congratulations to all of them who even just, you know, set out on that adventure.
So meanwhile, while those guys are warming up for the last few days, Kevin Breitenbach and a few other guys are still trudging 1,000 miles towards Nome. It's just like, you know, I don't know what those guys are going through, but we're 10 days into it now, and Kevin's like 565 miles into the 1,000-mile race.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine attempting that.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I think the checkpoints are a little tighter once you get out that way and you get on the Yukon, so, you know, it's...
That's insane.
I think at least a little more, you know, maybe safer out there, if that's even a choice of words.
I guess you have to worry about wildlife too at some point, don't you?
Most of them are sleeping when it's 20 below, hopefully.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, the bears are sleeping, but I just saw a post from Josh Shelf. He's on he's a big name racer up here. In fact, he just won the Homer Epic 100 last weekend. And he's on the Chain Reaction 907 team. And he had a post on Facebook. He came across a wolf, a collared wolf up on the Anchorage hillside, in fact, where I was just riding today. And it said it was pretty nerve-wracking. The thing followed him for a while.
trying to see if he was a weak link in the chain.
He's going to drop some snegvids and voods. I saw, I don't know what it was, like a big canis-type animal. I think, what do we call them around here?
Coyotes.
Yeah, along that stretch of railroad tracks one night, really late, like 3-4 in the morning, coming north along, you know, behind the Usinger's factory there.
America's Feinste Wurste, yeah?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right on. Hey, guess what? We got another caller. Welcome to the radio program. Who do we have on the line?
Old Bear down here in Alabama.
Hey, Old Bear. I figured it was you. I was just looking at your Mobile, Alabama phone number, saying, "I bet that's Old Bear." We got some guests on the line today, and we're doing a little chatting. Sounds like you've been listening in.
Old Bear, are you riding a bear grease there? Is that your game?
What was that?
You ride a bear grease? What's your rig?
No.
What's your rig of choice? No.
My rig of choice right now is what I can afford. It's a Gravity Bullseye Monster Pro with a Budo on the front.
Oh.
Yeah, Old Bear's been using the fat bike to maintain his svelte appearance.
I am losing weight again. Instead of being warehoused in a nursing home, I live with just a couple, mile and a half from a real nice creek trail down here. There's really no public land in my area, but I found a creek I can sneak along and, you know.
Is it someone's footpaths? Just a bunch of footpaths? That's cool.
Yeah, it's really neat because it's got a lot of sand and you got a lot of clay down here. That's the makeup of the soil. soil, and I get out and ride. You know.
Do you ever run into any kids down there without their parents? Huh? You ever run into any kids down there?
Oh yeah.
without their parents?
Not really.
You got Zito asking you all sorts of nefarious questions over here. He's not familiar with the legend of Old Bear, I don't think.
I don't think so.
Old Bear is a long-time listener. And is actually from...
Long-time listener, yes.
Yeah, actually, were you originally from Wisconsin, or did you just spend some of your formative years here?
I spent some of my formative years up in Hayward area, a little town called Springbrook on 160-acre farm.
Oh, yeah.
And Old Bear's pushing like 112 now, is that correct?
No, I'm 65. I'll be only 65 in June. I'm already getting mail for Medicare.
He's an old bear for a reason. He's not young bear. He's old bear.
Old bear.
We've been riding. I just want to let you guys know that I put the tires off of Ryback onto the Pro, you know? The
Ryback's
riding around on V8, and they sucked.
Yeah.
They're not that good of a tire.
No, true that. You learned that in the past, so.
Oh, yeah, from the Missions over to these two tires. But Ryback's got like 3,200 miles on him, you know, so he just is enjoying his retirement.
Cool.
The Pro's called Blue, and I just ride him everywhere. It's flat around here.
Old Bear, you know who Patty Smith is?
Who?
Patty Smith.
Musician.
No.
Oh, all right. Our guy, JK here is going to see her tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
She's the godmother of Punk, isn't she?
You betcha.
JK's going to see her tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Wow. All right, Old Bear, I'm going to put you back in the screening room, and we're going to mosey back on through the show, but it's always good to hear from you.
Yes, good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, no right. Touching yourself in the screening room, by the way. Don't get anything on that couch.
Hey, hold on a second. Hold on just one second.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm sitting outside at 72 degrees in a pair of shorts.
Thanks for calling, Old Bear. We'll talk to you again. And that was Old Bear, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't actually talked to him for a while. So good to have him call in.
We didn't get talked at to him for a while.
Talked at to who?
We him. Smoking here?
Negative.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah,
hankering for a hunk of tobacco. Old Bear brings out the tobacco in me.
Hankering for a hunk of cheese.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about.
Oh,
hell yeah.
So Travis, we kind of got through our ITI thing, didn't we? I think we did.
I think so.
Travis, how old are you?
47.
You don't ask a lady that question.
Oh. What are you wearing? Wait, what are you thinking?
Wait. When's your birthday?
Halloween.
Oh, actually, on the 31st?
Yeah. So and I got red hair, man.
So you're Libra.
Is this astrology Scorpio. With Zito?
Oh, he's a... Well, no, but
Scorpio,
dude, we're very close. I'm a 14th.
October 14th?
So I'm a Libra, yeah, and we're like a year apart.
My wife's the 30th. My sister's the 11th. There's too many October people.
That's good stuff, man.
Surrounded on all sides.
Virgos rock.
Travis, when are you going to get down here again?
Next year, man, we just rescheduled our tickets for next year, and I'll be giving it another stab for sure.
So if we want to see you before then, we got to come to Alaska.
Yeah, I want to mention that, man. You guys got the open invitation. Come see me.
How come we don't have the Alaska Chamber of Commerce on this as an advertiser?
That's a good question.
God, I got to get to work. You guys are fucktards.
Yeah. Hey, man, if you got skills, you just make it happen.
We'll see what happens.
Is there a train that goes up there? Because that's...
There's got to be an Amtrak.
I want to go up that way on a train.
It's probably cheaper to fly. I would love to go on the train.
Probably.
I'd rather go on a boat. But
on a boat?
Across country. Yes.
Yeah. A land yacht?
No, a boat. Like you go to San Francisco and go on a boat, or you go to Portland and go on a boat.
All right. Well, you can take the train to San Francisco.
I'd really like to use a magic carpet, but my magic carpet's in the shop this month, so.
Hey, speaking of magic carpets, you should call. I should call the taco stand. Let's call the taco stand before they shut the
taco
kitchen
Dave?
Down. Yeah, we're going to call Taco Dave so that we can have to figure out how this thing. How do you make that? Oh, man, here we go. I'm going to make a call so we can, because they close the kitchen at 9, which is just a few minutes away here, and I want to make sure we can get our damn tacos this week.
Tacos are important.
Meanwhile, let's see what happens here. Does this technology work? Who's working tonight besides Dave?
AJ.
AJ.
And maybe that...
North Shore American Legion,
how can
I help you?
AJ, hey, it's Greg and JK Livin calling from Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, good, man.
You're on the air.
You're live on the recorded radio show.
Ooh. Well, that's a first.
I had no idea you sounded so sexy on the phone.
Dave here?
Hell no. Why would I want to talk to that guy?
True, I'm the funny one, at least.
You're the voice of the American Legion Post. Hey, let us talk to Dave. We gotta give him
a
quick
grilled
taco
cheese
order.
Can I have a grilled cheese?
All right, I'll pass it over.
Right on, man.
Can I get a grilled cheese or is it just tacos?
Yellow.
Hey, Taco Dave, what's happening?
Who is this?
This is Greg and JK calling from Fat Bike Radio.
Oh, really?
That's right, brother.
No
We want to make sure that you have some tacos ready when we get down there in a little bit.
I got the tacos, man. I got tons of tacos ready.
Right on. I need.
What do you guys want?
I get a grilled cheese?
No grilled cheese, jackass.
Oh.
Yeah, grilled cheese. Grilled cheese tacos, son.
Yeah. Hey, give
me a quesadilla.
I need two chickens. JK?
I need one chicken.
And I need 17 ground beef.
What, two beef and two chicken?
17.
Pay no attention to the man with the glasses over there. It sounds
17.
Sounds like three chicken tacos, Dave. That sounds like a real order.
Three chicken tacos is a real order?
You betcha.
You guys barely are even eating anything.
17.
I mean, 17 is a little better.
Yeah! That guy's going to run away with his tail between his legs.
Make it four. All right, four chicken. Four chicken.
Okay.
Do I have five? Come on.
Even numbers work out.
Four chicken, one pork.
Do I have hard or soft, guys?
Do I have a pork?
Soft.
Flaccid.
Four chicken soft, and what was the other one?
One pork hard.
Flaccid. Just four chicken soft flaccid tacos. The other guy, he ain't coming down there. Just tell him to shut the hell up.
Hard pork.
Hold on, you guys are both talking. I only heard the four chicken. I thought there was something else.
No, nope, that's
pork.
It.
Pork.
Thanks,
that's
Dave.
All.
Bye.
Hard pork.
God damn it. We're legitimately ordering freaking tacos here, and that guy's...
He is so spitting in your tacos. Kicking your tacos around the floor. They're going to clean the sink and then make your tacos with it. That was fun. We should order food from cops next time.
Yeah, but we're really going there to eat tacos. We're not really going to cops to eat any freaking hamburgers.
I might have to order cops.
Yeah, there you go. All righty then. Well.
Cops sounds good, too.
Travis, you ever had a cops burger?
No.
What's that?
He's never been here at all?
No.
Oh. Dude, you got to come for the cops burger alone. Fuck the fat biking.
Hey, you know where we're going for burgers tomorrow?
Where?
Mazo's. On 27th in Oklahoma. Since 1934.
I've heard.
They've been making.
Monday used to bring them into me.
They've been making chocolate malts and
hamburgers.
Yeah, will you
bring me one to work? Oh, maybe we'll have someone pick some up. I'm in the box tomorrow. I'm dispatching, so I'll have a driver pick up a box.
Yeah, there you go.
Do they sell them by the Crave case?
Don't know. Never been there before. It's my first time. I'm a Mazo's virgin.
Scott Mundy brought me one right after I ordered fried chicken once.
Monday. All right. So, Travis, any final thoughts? We're going to wrap this puppy up and go get our damn tacos. Hopefully there's...
Right on, guys. Well, hope everybody, hope the Berkey goes off well and everybody has a kick-ass time. And I'll be covering the trio for you this weekend. Get a little report, some pics and stuff into you.
Sounds great,
hopefully,
man.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully get some shots of Mount McKinley, man. It's supposed to be clear, sunny, mid-30s. Sounds perfect. So
did they rename it back to Mount McKinley again, or did they stick with Denali? I know there was some rigmarole about that.
With Denali.
Yeah. You can't change the name again.
Still sticking with Denali.
Cool, man.
Right.
Sweet ass. Rubber side
right
down,
on, guys.
Brother. Rubber side down.
All right.
Down.
Hey, this is one of those things that I forgot about before, but we get those comment things. We talked to Jerry a bit about somebody that asked a question about wheels. Somebody just sent in a comment. His name is Allroy.
Allroy.
I'm not sure if that's his handle or it's his real name.
Oh.
But he sent us a note saying that asked if we were aware that 2017 is the 200th anniversary of the bicycle. I had no idea.
No. And, I would have thought it would have been.
I thought Benjamin Franklin invented it long before then.
Yeah.
When he was flying it on his kite?
Yes.
And chasing dinosaurs.
No racial stuff here, please.
Chasing dinosaurs with his kite and key.
Yeah. I don't know. So,
no racial stuff here, please.
Apparently, he read it somewhere, so it must be true.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's an alternative fact or it's an actual fact.
Who invented the bike?
Johnny Bicycle.
The Wright brothers.
Well, they made bikes, but they didn't invent it.
They were mechanics. Who invented...
Hey, don't disparage the wrench.
Who invented the mountain bike?
Donnie Mountain.
Lance Mountain.
That was cute. Lance Armstrong invented the bike.
Lance Mountain.
Oh.
Skateboarder.
Yeah. Oh. Or Leslie West. I think he played in Mountain.
I thought for sure someone Leslie was West? Say
yeah. From the Rave?
No.
Eagles Ball?
No, he was much larger
than
her.
You're hitting the Wayback Machine.
He was much larger than her.
Way back home with Paul C. Way back home.
All righty. So.
A needle pulling thread.
I guess our show this evening's been brought to you by the Bikes, Parts, and Chaos of Surly Bikes. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Call 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night, and leave us a message, you know?
We might call you back.
Till then.
Till then.
Ta.
Cheerio.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.